This is the Texas Standard. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. When you think about a remarkable Mexican painter, who's the first person that comes to mind? Are you thinking of Frida Kahlo? Are you thinking of Diego Rivera? But do you know the work of Alfredo Ramos Martinez? Although he's not a household name, in the art world, he had a significant impact in modern Mexican art, and one of his paintings is the inspiration for the latest collection on display at the Dallas Museum of Art called Flores Mexicanas, Women in Modern Mexican Art. And it opens this Sunday at the DMA, and joining us now is the curator, Dr. Mark A. Castro. Welcome to the Texas Standard, Dr. Castro.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this man that few people know the name. He was born in neighboring Monterrey, for instance, and he won a competition in San Antonio at the same age as my son at 9 years old. That seems to me like he was very, very talented.
He was very talented, and he spent time working in Mexico City, then spent a decade in Paris, came back to Mexico City, and then on to the United States. So he really had a wide-ranging career.
And so when we think about this exhibit, which is gorgeous, by the way, looking at it online, but to see it, to feel it, to taste, well, not to taste it, but you know what I mean, to have the full experience in the museum. What was your inspiration? What's the piece that caught your attention?
The kind of highlight of the show is this monumental painting by Ramos Martinez. It's 9 by 12 feet, so Ooh. Very big, called Flores Mexicanas. It was kind of his crowning achievement in Mexico. It was bought by the Mexican government as a wedding present for Charles Lindbergh and his wife. And it came with the Lindberghs back to the United States and went to the Missouri History Museum, where it's sort of been in storage all of these decades.
Oh my God, that sounds sinful.
I know, it's sort of funny. These things just happen. I think through the great efforts of the staff at the Missouri History Museum, this work has come back to light after being gone for more than 90 years. And it's luscious, it's verdant, it's just a really beautiful, impressive work, and it captures all of Ramos Martinez's ability.
And what else are visitors going to see?
Well, this monumental painting inspired us to do a show that explores representations of women in the works of some of the leading Mexican modern artists, both male artists and female artists. So when you come to the show, you'll see a really rich selections of works. My particular favorite is a beautiful group of works by the painter Maria Izquierdo. Mm. She was sort of a contemporary of Frida Kahlo's. They knew each other, but I don't think they were friends. I suspect maybe there was a little bit of a frenemy relationship there. One of my favorites is a painting called The Bridal Veil, and it's almost like you're looking at kind of the scene on her vanity. There's a veil, a bouquet, some jewelry, perfume, all of these objects that we associate with femininity, but there's no woman. They've kind of been abandoned. Mm. And it's hard to look at that and not think about Izquierdo's life. She was a married mother of three, undertaking artistic training. And I suspect that created some friction. And at a certain point, she divorced her husband and took her children and decided to pursue a career in art. That's something that was unheard of in Mexico, probably a decade earlier. And she really, for me, represents the new modern woman. And I think that painting is almost a sort of self-portrait saying, you know, these are the things that I abandoned in favor of being an artist.
It is fascinating because you're right. I mean, that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why we don't see more paintings by women. So yeah. One of the things that caught my attention is the title Flores Mexicanas, because a lot of people associate flores with women, flowers with women, but flowers are sort of genderless. Everybody enjoys a flower. And was it intentional?
Yeah, I mean, I think we first took the title kind of as an inspiration from this painting, Flores Mexicanas. And I think for Ramos Martinez, you know, he definitely was conflating this idea of these beautiful, delicate flowers with notions of femininity. And the painting shows four beautiful women set in this kind of luscious landscape. But I think, you know, especially to the modern eye, you know, gender is a construct. It's made not only by one gender, but by both. And so I was very interested not only in the way women artists, and there was a great generation of women artists at this moment in Mexico, the way they were representing themselves. I was interested in how some of their male contemporaries depicted women in their work and what that may be said about larger notions of gender in Mexico.
Dr. Mark A. Castro is the Jorge Valdor Curator of Latin American Art and Curator of Flores Mexicanas, Women in Modern Mexican Art at the Dallas Museum of Art, and it will be open through September of this year. Dr. Castro, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.